Listen to this news. U.S. eases sanctions. A new dawn for Venezuela's 2024 elections. The United States government has recalibrated its stance on Venezuela's economic sectors. A temporary alleviation of sanctions on Venezuela's oil, gas, and gold industries marks a pivotal turn. This decision comes as a result of the Venezuelan government and a segment of its opposition, the Unitary Platform, committing to collaborate in establishing basic conditions necessary for the forthcoming presidential elections scheduled for 2024. The pivotal agreement reached on Tuesday between the administration of President Nicolas Maduro and the opposition comes strategically timed, just days ahead of the opposition's primary election to select its candidate. Cementing this shift in strategy, the U.S. Treasury unveiled a six-month general license, facilitating transactions with Venezuela's integral oil and gas industries. Concurrently, permissions have been extended to transactions involving Minervin, Venezuela's government-owned gold mining corporation, and certain Venezuelan sovereign bonds have been liberated from secondary trading restrictions. Nevertheless, the U.S. Treasury has maintained the prohibition on trading within the primary Venezuelan bond market. Since its inception in 2006, the constellation of U.S. sanctions has cast shadows on various Venezuelan economic landscapes, predominantly obstructing governmental access to the U.S. financial echelons. This complex scaffold of sanctions encompasses asset and account freezes attributed to the Nicolas Maduro administration, coupled with obstructions in oil influxes from the PDVSA, and consequential penalties targeting individuals perceived as architects of democratic deterioration or human rights transgressions. Navigating this new chapter, Brian E. Nelson, the Treasury's custodian of terrorism and financial intelligence, conveyed a narrative of cautious optimism, reflecting approval of the electoral roadmap's inception. He further articulated that the Treasury stands ready to modify or rescind authorizations should there be a failure on the part of Maduro's representatives to honor their commitments. The residue of restrictions, unaltered by this strategic moderation, echoes the continuous resonance of accountability and an unwavering affirmation of support for Venezuela's democratic vitality and its citizenry. The remaining sanctions, unaffected by this recent easing, still emphasize the United States' commitment to accountability and support for Venezuela's democracy and its people. These ongoing restrictions continue to uphold the principles of justice and democratic integrity. Secretary of State Antony Blinken also weighed in, expressing that both the U.S. and the broader international community will be closely monitoring the implementation of the electoral roadmap. Blinken further added that necessary actions would be undertaken by the U.S. government if the outlined commitments within the electoral roadmap and those related to political prisoners were not duly honored. Don't miss it, BRF 2023. China's bold vision reshapes global strategy and unity.